Welcome to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey, welcome friends and followers. It's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. I'm joined today with Regina Davis, ExxonMobil Baton Rouge Complex Refinery Manager. She's originally from New Orleans, and Regina received a Bachelor's of Science in Chemical Engineering from Louisiana Tech University. She joined ExxonMobil Chalmette Refining as a process contact engineer in 1999. And from 99 through 2008, she progressed through some technical leadership roles at the site. During that time, she also obtained her Master's of Business Administration from the University of New Orleans. Regina, a Louisiana girl, welcome to our video and podcast here.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Absolutely. So, Regina, you've held other leadership roles in Virginia, Texas, and even in Alberta, Canada. How have those endeavors that you took on led you to where you are today?
Yeah. Look, I feel like I've been blessed to get those type of opportunities, definitely kind of getting away from home and kind of experiencing different cultures, different things. Maybe Alberta was the furthest from home and the most different climate-wise, but I would say kind of meeting different people, being able to recognize that, you know, we're all very similar, but still there's a lot of unique aspects. But it's also given me the opportunity to just broaden my experience and perspective, especially in oil and gas. And so I've been able to, for each role, be able to take some of those learnings and kind of take them back to what I do. And in particular, from a leadership perspective, I think that's been one thing that going to those different areas and those different locations has allowed me to grow as a leader.
Well, Regina, that's fantastic. And thank you for jumping on with us. So we have a real specific topic to talk about today. Let's talk about BRIC, the Baton Rouge Refinery Integrated Competitiveness Suite. Tell us about that project, just kind of overall.
Yeah, so it was a three-year initiative, actually concluded this January is where we finished the last portion of the work. But it's really around modernization. Our facility has been around since 1909. This is actually our 115th year anniversary. And so as you can imagine, we want to continually evolve and make sure that we're modernizing our facility to really maintain our competitiveness. And so what this project did is modify some of the areas in our facility. So we enhanced our dock with some new mooring facilities, as well as some of our assets inside the refinery, our process units. We were able to enhance some of the equipment there. So overall, this was a modernization project to really allow us to be more competitive. And that's, I think, key, is to continue to improve our competitiveness, especially with this energy transition is one thing that's going to be critical for us as a site.
No question. So there were some unique aspects to this project. Can you tell us a little bit about what stood out in your mind?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of things that I could point out, but probably one of the things that's really cool, I think, is that we actually completed our largest lift. So we had the largest, one of the largest cranes in the world that we had to use to lift this 1.2 million pounds, one of our areas, one of the coker areas. So it was a feat to be, you know, to behold. Mm-hmm. What I can tell you is that it was done successfully and safely. And so really proud of that. But yeah, you have to see some of the videos or photos. It's huge.
Yeah, we've got some of those videos and images on our website, bicmagazine.com too. So we've been pointing people to some of those assets. And the idea of the work on the new mooring system, is that to enable maybe larger cargoes to come in, or what was kind of the purpose of that?
Yeah, no, thanks for that. So yes, on the dock, what we've done is that the advances that we made on the mooring system allows us to bring in larger cargoes. And so bringing in and being able to export larger cargoes increases our flexibility. Some of the things that we did inside the plant was to allow us to process what we call harder to process feedstocks. And so more challenged feeds. And what that does is it gives us what I would say a competitive advantage when we can run feedstocks that maybe others can't because of the properties. That gives us the ability to access those, which are usually cheaper, and so have more margin. And so overall be more competitive. So yeah, it's flexibility, improving our processing capability, The scope of the work was really around ultimately improving our competitiveness.
Let's dig into the technology a little bit more, Regina. So there is some new technology that was installed. You have this decoking water valve. You also have the Coke drum slide valve. Can you explain some of the added value from that investment?
Yeah, maybe I'll share a little bit around the Coke drum slide valve. Sure. So you got to imagine these facilities. And so if you're not familiar with what we call a coker unit, these are massive units. And you're taking feedstocks, making lots of different products off of it, but it also makes Coke. So that's usually the bottoms part of it. The vessels themselves are like 100 feet tall, 20 feet wide. So you can imagine that the equipment associated is really massive equipment. So in the process of removing the Coke, so when we're making Coke, we fill the drum with Coke, and then there's a valve that we call kind of the deheading valve that sits there to hold the Coke. And when we're ready to release it to ship the Coke out, we need to operate that valve to allow the Coke to move out of the drum. Well, that process in the past has been very manual, where someone is operating a 70,000 pound valve manually. And so between safety, the efficiency, we've now moved to an automated system where all you do is push a button and it's literally automated. So huge advancements from where we were. That improves our efficiency, improves our safety. So one of the again, as we're modernizing, we're really looking to look for those opportunities to be more competitive.
I hear the guys in the Coker unit cheering in the distance.
Can you hear them? Yes, absolutely.
And like you said, it improves efficiency, safety. All those things are important as we invest in technology. That's what we really hope to get out of it, right?
So. Yes.
So, Regina, now that this is complete, what is the impact on maybe output or refining capacity? Is that impacted at all through this investment?
Yeah. So this wasn't a capacity project, okay. Right? So this was really around capability. Gotcha. So not to run, more total feedstocks, but to actually be able to run different, more challenged, what we see as more economic feedstocks. And so this gives us a lot of flexibility. One of the things that I've been really seeing a lot more is volatility in our market. And this gives us a lot of flexibility to respond to that volatility and, again, be more competitive as we're doing that. So this is really around flexibility and capability, not the quantity.
So, Regina, let's get into the community and economic impacts. Exxon plays a huge role in a local community there in Baton Rouge, where I'm from as well, but also the state of Louisiana and beyond across the Gulf. What is the impact of the BRIC investment for Baton Rouge and the local economy?
Yeah. As you said, being from Louisiana, that's something I'm really passionate about and proud of. Just the partnership that I see with ExxonMobil in our community, the state and just kind of the folks that we are operating with. So as far as economic, we spent $230 million on this project. So kind of what comes along with that during construction phase, that was nearly $10 million of sales tax that was generated again for the state. And the lifespan of this project, it'd be over $50 million of property tax. So not small numbers when we're thinking about the impact. You go further and think about, what we've done from a small and diverse business. We were able to award over $17 million of contracts to small and diverse businesses, including almost $2 million in the North Baton Rouge area. And that was kind of one of our commitments. That's the area that we operate in, North Baton Rouge. And so really proud of what we were able to do from that perspective. In addition, if you think about the workforce, right, we brought in at the peak of the project over 600 contract workers. This project, again, allows us to maintain and actually improve our competitiveness. So when I think about just my workforce here, being able to sustain the workforce with continuing to drive competitiveness. And then one of that I think is unique and really, really something that I'm proud of personally is the partnership that we have with Nabritti. So Nabritti is the North Baton Rouge Industrial Training Initiative. It's a partnership with BRCC and some other contractors. But bottom line, what that initiative does is it provides no cost, fast track training to individuals in the community to get them into the workforce. And so we were able to actually expand the Nabritti the program to increase the number of individuals that had an opportunity to go into that program. And we actually hired 17 Nabritti graduates as part of our community commitment. So extremely proud of that, proud of the workforce that we are developing and that we are playing a role, but again, multi-pronged impacts that we're making to the community.
Awesome. Well, Regina, the most annoying question ever is coming up, and that is, what's next for the Baton Rouge refinery complex? That's how we work, right? We always think of the next thing, but what's the future look like?
Yeah, so look, I'm going to say the future looks bright. I'm from Louisiana, so I'm all about what are we going to continue to do to make sure that we are making Louisiana the place that it needs to be, and I think that ExxonMobil has a huge part in it. So what's next? One thing about this project is that it helps to improve our overall competitiveness. Right. And in doing that, that allows us to attract more investment. So that's one thing that I would say is next, is that we have now positioned ourselves to attract more investments. There's some other things that we're looking to do as a complex. We also have chemicals. And so there's some things that we're looking to invest in from our chemicals business. But bottom line is that we want to make sure that we are playing a lead role in the energy transition. And so I would say, stay tuned. There's going to be more to come. There's some things that we already have that we're looking forward to hopefully get into final investment decisions. But what I want to say is that we've been here for 115 years, and the things that we're looking at is what it's going to keep us here for another 115 years.
That's awesome. Regina, thank you so much for your time and for the conversation. We know you're busy. Please keep us in the loop on some other updates and progress at the site.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Always. And as always, we thank all of you for watching. If you want more videos, news, podcast, visit BIC Magazine.com. Remember, everybody, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast. Log on to BIC Magazine.com for industry news and resources. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.